Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek 10-minute top-up. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As we take in three conscious deep breaths, let us be mindful that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower your diaphragm, expand the rib cage, and take in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take in our second deep breath, be conscious that as you exhale, to exhale any tension, any stress, angst, any knots, anything that you're feeling that is stopping you from fully being conscious and relaxed in this moment. So inhale. Expand the ribcage, lower the diaphragm. Push out that stomach and breathe in the life-giving breath of God. Hold. Now as you exhale, exhale any tension, any stress, anything that is prohibiting you being relaxed and conscious in this moment. Now as we're taking our third and final deep breath in, bring your attention down into your heart space, into the sanctuary, into the cave of the heart. Now breathe in. Let that life-giving, energizing organ is doing its perfect work. Expand that rib cage, lower the diaphragm, push out the stomach and take in the renewing, restorative breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning, as we continue, we read from Psalms for Praying from Nancy Mell. Psalm 62. For you alone my soul waits in silence. From the Beloved comes my salvation. Enfolding me with strength and steadfast love, my faith shall remain firm. Yet, how long will fear rule my life? Holding me in its grip like a trembling child, a dark and lonely grave. Fear keeps me from living fully, from sharing my gifts. It takes pleasure in imprisoning my soul. Fear pretends to comfort. So long has it dwelled within me, truly it is my enemy. For you alone my soul waits in silence. My hope is from the Beloved, enfolding me with strength and steadfast love. My faith shall remain firm. In the silence rests my freedom and my guidance, for you are the heart of my heart. You speak to me in the silence. Trust in love all times, O people. Pour out your heart to the Beloved. Let silence be a refuge for you. Being of low estate is but a sigh. Being of high estate is misleading. In the balance, either high or low, it is of little consequence. they are gone in one breath. Riches, whether obtained by right or through extortion, rarely lead to naught but greed. Set not your heart on them. Once you have spoken, twice have I heard. Our potential gifts belong to you. To you, O beloved, belongs our faithful love. For you render us all that we offer to you. Fear begets fear. Love begets love. For you alone my soul waits in silence. From the beloved comes life, love, and light. O beloved Mother, Father, God, as the psalmist said, from you comes love, life, and light. In moments when we forget this truth, and we are distracted with the concerns and the weariness of the world, let us come back to the remembrance that you are our love, our life, and our light. As we come into this truth, as we rest in this awareness, as we align with this unshakable, unchanging reality, we know that perfect love will cast out all fear, all doubts, all anxieties, all stresses, all the concerns that we in this human form take on and allow to be obsessed with. In our moments when we forget, let something deep within our soul stir to remind us that right where we are is love, light, and life. This is the energy that resonates in every part and particle of our being. This is the eternal truth that resides in every cell and every atom of who we are. This is an unending and unchanging reality and truth that we too often forget. We are made in your image, and that image is love and light and life eternal. Irrespective of what our physical form does, irrespective of what the world may say, we are one with the infinite intelligence that is unchanging. We are one with the mystery of life that is unending. We are one with the spirit that permeates in and through all things that is unconditional. Divine Beloved, infinite creator source of all that is. In this moment, as we rest in your love, in your light, in your life, let every concern, every worry, every fear, every doubt dissipate into its nothingness, so that all that resides and all that remains is the unending, unchanging truth of who we are and whose we are. We are yours. We are perfection. We are love. We are light. We are life. As we know and hold to this truth of ourselves, may we know and hold this truth for all people, so that we live beyond the physical form, the appearance, the color, the age, the religion, and all the other constructs we have devised to make us feel separate from one another. May we look and behold them, may we see your love, your life, your light residing in them. And as we see that same love, life, and light residing within them, may we remember our interconnectedness. May we remember our shared heredity. May we remember that we are all of the one life, the one love, the one light. Divine Beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we drink and are refreshed from this well of truth. May our thirst be ever quenched. May we always remember the truth of our being, that our essence is love, light, and life. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen.
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 Take a deep breath in. And as you let it out, bring your attention and your awareness back into this room and this space. As we repeat our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloveds, I look forward to joining you once again on Sunday. Today is International Women's Day, so I wish you a very blessed and special day today. And may God watch between us until we join once again in our community, our Sunday Soul Connection. Have a blessed and beautiful Thursday.